This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
July 24th, 2018, and I'm proud to be the host of the DJV program, introducing you to fabulous luminaries like Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, all here to talk about what's going on. Jennifer is not excited, but she's got the trending sports story.
I'm actually quite sad today. I'm in mourning.
Sad. Yes, okay.
Well, yeah, because remember just a few weeks ago we were talking about how Mets prospect Tim Tebow, our buddy, might actually have a chance to get called up to the bigs. The Mets having a less than, I guess a lackluster season would probably be the best way to put it. And that's being kind.
Yep.
And the thought was maybe, just maybe, Tim Tebow might be able to help him out. He was performing very well in the minor leagues, but now any long shot chance of Tim Tebow playing in the major leagues this season has been dashed.
Oh.
That is because Tim Tebow, former college football star, NFL quarterback, he injured his hand swinging a bat during a minor league game. He turns 31 next month. He broke his hamate.
Say that on the radio?
His hamate bone in his right hand and is set to have surgery on Tuesday. He is likely done for the season, according to ESPN. He's an Eastern League All-Star with the AA Binghamton Rumble Ponies, which is a tough name for a team. He appeared to injure himself during a swing in the seventh inning of Thursday's game, and he was placed on the disabled list on Saturday. This is his second full season in the Mets minor league team, and he's taken a step forward. He's batting .273. He's got a .336 on-base percentage and 6 home runs. Pretty good. And given the terrible state of the Mets major league squad, people thought maybe Tim Tebow might get the call up. Sadly, this is sort of a rare fluke injury, but it is a threatening one, and he's out for the season.
Too bad.
That's a bummer. He's just been really good for baseball, for the Mets franchise. He's, you know,
merchandise guy.
He sells a lot of tickets. People really like him. That's really a bummer.
Yeah, too bad. All right, other sports news, Victoria. Speaking of bummer, Ryan Lochte has dug himself a hole, it looks like, here.
Ryan Lochte, not the, what do they say, the brightest bulb in the shed?
He's drool-level intelligence, I think.
Drool-level intelligence.
He makes Gronk look like a nuclear physicist.
A
Let's put it that way.
Gronk like shark. Lochte, dumb.
Gronk versus shark. Well, Ryan Lochte has won 6 Olympic gold medals, and he has been suspended now by the United States Anti-Doping Agency for 14 months for receiving an illegal intravenous infusion in May. He'll be banned until next July after breaking the anti-doping rules, which athletes are not allowed to receive IVs unless given an exemption or if they're hospitalized. He was neither. So he's 33. He didn't take any banned substances, but he did break the rule about the use of IVs in quantities over 100 milliliters. And so an investigation in May, and this is how it all started, he posted it on social media. He posted himself getting an IV, knowing he can't get an IV, but yet he posted it on Instagram.
Dummy.
That's how he got busted. So now he said he still has his eyes set on appearing at the Tokyo Games in 2020, and he will attempt to add to his 12-medal Olympic haul. In a press conference, he said, "I wasn't taking anything illegal. Everything was legal. You can get it at CVS, Walgreens. But there are rules, and you have to obey them. Don't worry. I'm not giving up. I'm going to keep going to Tokyo." So the ban was actually backdated to May 24th, so the key events that Lochte will miss will be the Pan Pacific Championships in August and the 2019 World Championships.
Dumb, dumb, da, dum,
dummy,
dumb,
dummy, dummy.
Hi, Jennifer. There is a, well, now that LeBron is going to Los Angeles, it seems that everybody in Ohio, the Buckeye State, wants to dismiss, wants to kick out, wants to throw away LeBron James in any way they can, including the DMV in Ohio.
Oh, well, this is kind of funny. When you're not supposed to smile when you're at the DMV, when you're taking your driver's license photo. So one Cleveland DMV devised kind of a foolproof way to make sure people are just not happy at the DMV. If they are still maintaining happiness after being at the DMV, well, then this usually will do the trick. When customers stand and face the camera right below the lens, they now look at a photo of LeBron James in his brand new Lakers uniform. The DMV is counting on Clevelanders being so incensed that they will definitely not be smiling in their photos. In fact, the joke has been so effective that some people have reported asking for a redo because they scowled in their photos.
Yeah. That's pretty funny. That's clever, though, isn't it? Under the circumstances.
Yeah.
Do you know who Carter Hart is?
Carter Hart, no.
Carter Hart is the Philadelphia Flyers goalie prospect. He's turning 20 and has become a pro. So he decided to delete his Twitter account. He
Smart.
Said there was no point to it. He put on Twitter, quote, "You see a lot of news and stuff, whether it's positive or negative. You just want to not hear most of it. For me, I just try to stay away from it, worry about what I'm doing and where I am right now." He said the best way to focus is to avoid distractions. Social media consumes us and the followers, the like, all that stuff. We see people arguing over politics, being nasty to each other. The bad rivals the good. So he just decided to disconnect. So I think that's an interesting idea.
A lot of people are just kind of fed up with it now.
Yeah, it's like a black hole.
Yeah.
So much stuff goes into it. I know because of what happened here locally the last week or two, what I was trying to do on the farm, the kinds of things that some people said about me, and it's so far from the truth. It's just aimed at cutting down to the lowest common denominator. And so why not just refocus your life? And maybe you unfriend some of the people that you don't want to. You worked hard at getting friends, and maybe some of them aren't to your liking. So you just unfriend them. What's wrong with that? Or maybe just don't go there at all. My daughter and my son have both gone from Facebook. I don't want to be there.
I don't use Facebook anymore either, except that, you know, I have the account still because of our show page. But,
right.
Pete Davidson.
It's so distracting, though, Victoria.
It can be, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Pete Davidson is also, on SNL, he's engaged to Ariana Grande. He just wiped out all of his Instagram because he said the vitriol that was being spewed at him over his engagement. And just trying to be happy. And is that marriage going to go up in flames? Most likely. But you don't have to keep telling them that, I guess. So he said he was just done. He wipes it all clean.
I saw somebody print, let's see, this fellow that I know named Larry, who just, I just happened to come across this. We've had enough. I'm burned out. I'm turned away from it. I'm shot. I'm empty. I'm tired of the shame. Nobody knows their boundaries. I think there's something to be said for that. It has become, in business, it's hard to run a business without social presence or social media presence. But people don't know when to stop. They don't know when to take care of themselves. It's become very unhealthy. So don't let yourself get sucked into that, I guess, is what the 20-year-old kid is teaching us. And a man who's speaking, and fairly well, too. 14 after the hour. Here's something else. I don't mean to sound like Professor Stefan, but there's a lot of material in this program that you can learn from. So I guess we are teachers in a manner of speaking. I saw a blog on Life Change Tea, the results of somebody. You know how these products, you can, on Yelp, you can see reviews, or sometimes various sites, they rate them, right? From 1 to 5, how does it work? And isn't that true for most products? Can't you find them rated?
How many stars do you give it?
Somewhere?
Right.
Yeah, right, exactly. So Life Change Tea comes out on top of most of these competitions, if that's what they are. Those of you who are trying to cleanse your body, to clean up your life, may I suggest you start drinking Life Change Tea and feel great about it, literally and figuratively. If you understand how your body works at all, the simplest, explanation I give you is to think about what your colon looks like if it's not healthy, full of black, dark stuff that you don't want in your body. That's created by the things that you're eating. And you know, Most of the disease and discomfort in our body, directly or indirectly, is related to your gut, to an unclean colon. 4 or 5 out of 100 men and 4 or 5 out of 100 women will be diagnosed with some kind of colorectal problem in their lifetime. So let's get into the waste management business, okay, putting not too fine a point, but that's really what it is. You're cleansing out the waste from your digestive system. Clean it out. Use Life Change Tea. Cleanse your body from all the intruders. I like that phrase. Get rid of the intruders in your body. Make it healthy again with Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is available only by going to the website getthetea.com. Not available in stores. Getthetea.com. Discount code DJV. They ship it to you free using that code. So get the body that you want. Get the energy that you need. Drink it every day like we do here. I have a cup of it while I'm on the air every morning. Life Change Tea at getthetea.com.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut? Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too. Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatrin, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle. It took 15 minutes for you to choose the font for the tattoo of your girlfriend's name, Tara.
The swirly one.
Begin tattooing and get a breakup text from Tara as you finish the last day.
Can you make it pterodactyl or something?
To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 tattoo minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's get to North Korea. And are they or aren't they dismantling their facilities? The main satellite launch station, according to pictures that are taken, show this thing being taken apart. But can we believe it? Is it true? Will they or won't they? So there's a lot of media reports over here that suggest that the president's not happy at the progress being made. So what do these pictures show? Are you buying it or not, Jennifer?
Well, this is an independent American research group, so I guess I buy it. But again, this is only the first step. There's a lot more to go, and North Korea is inconsistent. So I guess we just take it as a good day and probably move along. They claim that North Korea has begun dismantling its main missile engine testing site, which is a sign that they might be fulfilling promises that Kim Jong-un made to President Trump at the summit in Singapore last month. It feels like 14 years ago, but I guess that's a sign of the times, but it was just last month. According to an analysis of satellite imagery of the location by the North Korea-focused 38 North website, between July 20th and 22nd, the North Korean government appeared to be dismantling the Sohae launch site. Some facilities on the site were either razed or taken apart. The facilities included a rocket engine test stand, which is used to develop liquid fuel engines for ballistic missiles. Another facility was identified as a space launch vehicle and rail-mounted processing building. So good news. I say we look at it as some good news today.
So what about the Iranians? Are they still playing a hand in this?
The Iranians are still, I think, I think that was part of Trump's reasoning for going to North Korea and meeting with Kim Jong-un is because Iran and North Korea, I think, have a backdoor deal to provide uranium and back and forth. Mm. But I don't think anybody's confirmed that.
21 after the hour on the DJV program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
After the hour, how many people remember fondly the music of Mark Anthony? I say remember because has he done anything that really was astounding lately, Victoria? I don't remember much coming out of him.
He's been on tour. He's had new albums. He's, I think, the most successful selling Latin artist of all time. So
is he?
He's obviously doing things. It's just not my kind of music, so I'm not really keeping up with him.
I like this. Crank this up, Kara, would you please? I like this. The kind of music I like to listen to, actually. So, Mark Anthony announcing dates for his legacy tour begins the 24th of October in the Gannis Arena in Boston. It will continue to New York, Miami, Los Angeles. Do you know who Harry Gannis was? The arena's named for him at Boston University. He was a big hockey player. Harry again.
I was going to say, is that where the Bruins play?
No. Bruins play at what was old Boston Gardens, now TD Gardens.
So now there's another arena that...
Yeah. The Boston University's got an arena.
Oh, be
anyway, so the tour is going to San Juan on December 14th, part of the historic concert tour agreement that was announced in May by a couple of different talent groups and marketing networks, that kind of stuff. Deal gives Mark Anthony $160 million.
So I guess to answer your question, what's he been doing? He's been making money.
Making money.
Printing.
Guaranteed. This is a guaranteed thing. This is not based on the take either.
Yeah.
Because a lot of these people get paid on the take. Only the really big artists can demand and get paid. Hey, listen, you guys collect what you want. I want $160 million. Yeah.
And he sells huge stadiums, too.
Yeah.
It just seems a little odd to us because we don't really talk about him that much, but he's a big deal.
Yeah. Most lucrative touring deal ever for a Latin artist. I'm surprised. I would have thought J-Lo would have outdone him. She was married to him, right, for a while?
Yeah, he's a bigger
together.
Star than she is.
Isn't
is.
That interesting?
I know, yeah.
Well, so there's going to be these two agencies are working together, depending on where in the world they are, North America, Central America, South America, the Caribbean, Europe, all over the place. So this is big stuff. That's a big paycheck, man. I'd love you.
And you know what? Thing is, this Legacy Tour, I looked it up because I was curious. I was like, oh, he's probably going to be on the road for 2.5 years. He's doing 9 shows.
Yeah.
That's it. It's 9 shows. It's October 24th to December 14th. That's it.
I love him. All right. Other tours, Lenny Kravitz returning to the road for the third leg of his world tour this year, starting mid-September in Atlanta. He'll travel to North America, let's see, New York, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, joined by opening act Curtis Harding. So what do we know about him?
I don't know who Curtis Harding is. I would assume that he'd be somewhere in like a blues funk kind of rock.
Yeah, to go with,
you know, to go along with what Lenny's doing now.
Yeah.
Because Lenny's kind of getting back to his roots of rock and blues and
Yeah, you're exactly right. I've never heard of him either, but apparently he has soul music with influences of gospel, blues, rock, and psychedelic. So
there you go.
Yeah, you're
that
on the
sounds
right
like
path.
A perfect
combo.
Opening act.
Yeah. So the tickets go on sale on Friday of this week. Earlier this year, Kravitz released a couple of tracks off the anticipated album called Raise Your Vibration. No, just Raise Vibration, not Your Vibration.
Right.
Is that what we're listening to here, Kara?
Yeah, It's Enough, which is from that new album.
Uh-huh. What do we think? Let's
I like the other song, Low, better, but yeah. It's got a cool funk to it.
Okay, you said you like Low better?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this is funkier.
How old is Lenny Kravitz?
Late 40s, maybe? Early 50s.
Yeah.
No, late 40s, I'm guessing.
Album available for pre-order on iTunes and on his site as well. 28 past the hour.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Alfa Romeo plans to add a new supercar to its lineup by 2022. It's expected to go head-to-head with car companies like Porsche and McLaren. It's called the 8C. The 8C will have a carbon fiber monocoque chassis, which is integrated into the vehicle's body and will have a twin-turbocharged mid-engine. It will have more than 700 horsepower and a 0 to 60 mile an hour time of under 3 seconds. To see the best deals on cars, go to ourautoexpert.com.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
With Democrats in lockstep against him, President Trump is strongly encouraging all Republicans in the Senate to vote to confirm his Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh. Republican Senator Rand Paul suggesting he's not sure if he'll do so. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said at yesterday's briefing,
"We're certainly hopeful that Senator Paul will do the right thing and vote for this very highly qualified nominee."
Paul says he will for sure be sitting down with Kavanaugh to get to know him, something no Democrats have agreed to do. Robert Wilkie is the new secretary of the VA, the Senate making it official, confirming him yesterday. He's a veteran himself with extensive government experience. President Trump will be visiting Kansas City today to speak at the Veterans of Foreign Wars annual convention. And this is USA Radio News.
Geico presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recent robbery. Here to describe the event, a recliner.
So, I'm taking my afternoon nap when suddenly I hear a commotion. As I look up, two dudes wearing ski masks run out the door with a flat-screen TV.
Did you chase after them?
I can't run with claw feet.
Your recliner can't help in a robbery, but the Geico Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property loss. Go to geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now 34 after the hour on today's DJV show, continuing our focus on some of the good stuff, some of the real stuff. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and I are happy to be here of service. So, Victoria, you can be of service by bringing us around to something that is really important. Really, really important.
What's really, really important to me is Shark Week. So let's do a shark story. Okay. So this is actually kind of an interesting story. It might seem odd that U.S. senators just held a hearing about the innovations in shark research and technology, but they did. And when it comes to public health, they say sharks might actually have a lot to offer humans. Experts testified before the Senate committee, the Commerce Committee, that sharks are an important lab animal, even if they're a little unorthodox. They say that sharks' biology can teach us things that we can't learn from lab monkeys or mice. And one of the reasons is because sharks have such a unique immune system that they actually can fight cancer with few or no side effects whatsoever. And so researchers want to look into shark cells to help understand how possibly we could take some shark cells and use that in cancer treatment in humans. And they say that they want to start doing clinical trials. One witness testified that shark jaws could also be a good model for artificial joints because they're made of cartilage, which relaxes when the animal opens its jaw, but then it stiffens when it prepares to bite into something strong. And so if humans can figure out exactly how sharks do that, they think that that could make for really great and much stronger prosthetics. And so they also say that due to medical advances, experts say that they need more funding and they need more partnerships. They want to work with NASA to use their satellites to track sharks to see where they actually are in the ocean, because it's not always that easy to find sharks in the first place. And a lot of them are tagged, but in order to do this type of medical research, they really need NASA and the satellite imagery to help.
Well, there are a number of things here. It's interesting how what's old is new again. About 25 years ago, I started promoting a product called Shark Cartilage. Ever hear of it? No.
Well, yeah, I have. Yes, shark cartilage is a beauty product. It's used in a beauty product called Viviscal, which is a hair growth pill that, like, every girl in Hollywood and every supermodel in the world has been taking for years, and it's made of, the main ingredient is shark cartilage because it makes your hair grow.
Well, it also, as you just suggested, in the research they're going to study what's already been studied. I love these studies. In the past, I wondered what happened to this stuff. I remember advertising a product called shark cartilage for 2 or 3 years, and it was aimed at all. It did things that they couldn't claim it did. I took it every day for years. They couldn't claim that it was a cancer fighter, but it was. They couldn't claim that it was an immune enhancer, but it was. Mm-hmm. Shark cartilage, as you've suggested, the very fact that these beings have been around for seemingly millions of years, they have survived over and above most other species because there's something in them that wards off the inflammation that causes disease and kills you, because of the same thing in animals as it is in people. Inflammation will kill you if you don't do something about it. Wherever the inflammation is, wherever there's illness or sickness, it's always an inflammation. And so shark cartilage deals with that. I remember taking it. I've always had joint pain because of the silly stuff I do on the farm. My knees have bothered me. My ankles have bothered me. And I took the shark cartilage, and it was a great testimonial because it did what the people said it was going to do.
Yeah.
It loosened up, or whatever it did, it aided in joint rehab. I guess that's as good a way of putting
right.
it as any, but shark cartilage, and the thing that was a controversy at the time, and I think why we stopped advertising it, now it's coming back to me, is because these companies were killing the sharks.
Yes.
They were taking just the tails, or because there was a thing about tail shark soup or tail fin soup or something.
Yeah.
And then they take the some other parts of the body and they grind it up for the cartilage, and they just leave the carcass and not do anything with it. And so people were getting upset about them just getting killed for this. I don't know why, because I never saw a shark I didn't want to shoot. But at any rate,
they are so. I know, and I don't love sharks. I mean, I'm fascinated by them, but I don't really want to pet one. So, but they are so important to the ecosystem of the ocean. So, I understand. And the shark, what you're talking about is true. The shark finning is what they call. And in Japan. I think it was China. No, Japan does the shark
finning
too.
Somewhere in Asia. Yeah.
They just cut off. They catch the sharks. They cut off their top fin and dump them back in the water.
Yeah,
and they can't swim.
No,
and
right, so
it's
die.
Just it was so cruel and inhumane.
Gross.
And a lot of world, you know, like the Greenpeace.
Even if you don't like
involved.
Sharks, but
yeah.
All right, so that's the story of shark cartilage. That's a good call. That's very interesting stuff, Victoria. Thank you. Speaking of Victoria living in New York City, as she is, she's going to move to New Jersey next week, but we all have to have a home. Got to be in New Jersey, New York. Okay, help yourself. The New York Daily
I don't know what
News,
that means, but okay.
The New York Daily News has culled about half of the people who work there. This is one of the great tabloids of all time, known for some of the things. It reminds me of, the old days when there would be murders on the streets. They'd show all the blood and guts on the front page, that kind of stuff. This is no longer what people want. So they're cutting the staff.
People don't buy the paper copy anymore.
No.
They just, read it online.
Yeah. So, and included in the stories today in the New York Daily News is the rumor about John Travolta going bald coming true. There's a picture of him without a toupee on. And he doesn't have hair pretty much on most of the top of his head.
Is that story from 1987? Because he's been bald for 30 years.
I know, but he keeps denying it.
Well, because he keeps wearing really bad rug pieces on his head.
I know.
It's awful.
But sometimes it
I'm telling you, he looks terrible. It's really bad.
Well, toupees normally look terrible. Toupees by their
but
definition.
But I agree with you. William Shatner's has got the only
Shatner
one.
Shatner's got the only one that's any good. Yep. He must spend a lot of money on it because it is superb. He's got more hair now than he's ever had in his life. He does.
He does, I know.
Pictures of, he was going bald in the 60s when they were doing the Star Trek television show.
Yeah.
So, anyway. All right. So, I don't know, there are a couple of other things that are floating around here. We were talking, we've been the last 3 or 4 days addressing every once in a while the weather, the humidity, the heat, not only here in our country but around the world. In Greece, there are real problems this week with wildfires, a number of people dying going through the fires going through these resort towns. And so there's a problem out in the Midwest, the upper Midwest as well. And because they become so prevalent, kind of people forget about the fact that they're there and they're so dangerous. So I hold a good thought for those people. In a moment, speaking about these places around the world, we'll find some great places to go and how to get there inexpensively. Some travel tips coming up in a matter of moments. Don't forget, when you're traveling, to take your travel pillow from MyPillow. MyPillow has the full-size pillows. I got new mattresses and pillows and stuff in my house, and I'm interested to see how the pillows. I've redistributed my pillows. I put even the bigger ones on one of the queen size beds. See how people like it. Now the only people that stay in my house are my kids when they're here. So it'll be a while before are they coming for Christmas before we get the reviews. But the reviews that I read online, Victoria, from people who've used the MyPillow, they're, for the most part, really very, very good.
And I've given them as gifts, and I'm very popular.
People love them.
Yeah.
Now you can buy one premium pillow, get the other one free with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. So avail yourself of that before they change the deal, which will be the middle of next week. You can always enjoy all kinds of fabulous deals at MyPillow.com, including a pet bed. MyPillow has pets, beds for pets. You'll like them. The dog will like them. They're cool, and they come in all kinds of different designs. It's fun stuff. A lot of great things to help you live your life better. MyPillow.com. Use the discount code DJV for 50% off on most everything that's there. The buy one, get one free deal. The premium pillow is on sale right now. Use the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 at the hour now here on the DJV program with a focus on your travel. It's travel time, summertime. Stephanie O'Connell is here, recognized millennial money expert and author of the book The Broke and Beautiful Life. So, Stephanie, you're broke and you're beautiful. What a great way for us to start our conversation. It's nice to know that there's somebody else around besides me who's broke and beautiful. It's
fabulous. You know, it's just about when you do feel broke, how do you have those beautiful experiences?
Right.
And travel, obviously, it can be one of those things.
Yes, absolutely. So I'm wondering whether people who are listening realize that airfare usually sucks up about 40% of your travel budget if you're flying. Lodging is 28%. And then there are other things, renting a car, doing whatever. So the premise here, as we're looking at ways to save money, One of the things that I find frustrating, I'd like your expertise on this, is people going for the cheapest seat on these awful airlines like Spirit that have no reason in the world for existing. They think just because they follow price, they're going to be okay, and they aren't oftentimes. They don't get what they even pay for, even if they don't pay a lot, right?
Absolutely. I've been burned too many times. I'm sure anyone who's flown those, you know, super budget cut rates has been burned by them. You know, you really want to go for maximizing the best value. Value always matters more than just the bottom line, right? Because you want to get make sure you're getting the most for your buck, which means getting to your destination on time, getting there safely. So traveling with a reputable airline, you know, like more of an American Airlines, is probably your best bet.
Yeah, I don't know that they're the greatest, but because I travel a lot back and forth across the country, I use American because it's handy. Anyway, there are other things, though, in consideration here. The latest trends in vacation planning. And does it make a difference in your research as to what age you are? Are different ages doing different things with their discretionary spending for travel?
Millennials, you know, those who are in their 20s and 30s who might still have some time, they might not be married, they may have a little bit of disposable
income.
Listen up,
Kara.
They have a tendency to really want to enjoy those experiences. So it's not just about going to a destination, but it's about having an experience when you're there. So maybe it's a local experience, something authentic like a local meal, staying with locals, shopping at local markets. That can be very popular. Or it can be an extreme experience, so hiking a certain trail or a certain mountain or biking a certain route. Or maybe it's something more indulgent, like trying out all the Michelin star restaurants in a certain city. So we're seeing that drive among the younger generation. But among all generations, we're also seeing this trend towards emerging destinations. So it's more than just New York City, Paris, Rome now. It's about where in the world can I go that's a hidden gem. You know, social media, Instagram has made so many new places popular, Southeast Asia, Eastern Europe, South America. So these emerging destinations are really big in travel right now.
So in terms of travel rewards, all the hotel companies, the airlines, they tout their rewards. Are they really any good? Are they really of any value?
Oh, absolutely. So the thing is, if you get the chance to earn rewards through your travels, you should absolutely take advantage of them. The issue is, you know, you might not be traveling often enough to earn rewards all the time. So what you want to do is find a way to earn rewards through the spending you're doing on a daily basis and not just when you're having those travel experiences. So that's something you can do using a travel rewards credit card, for example, that rewards you for your day-to-day spending.
Yeah, I see that there are a lot of them. I just got a city card, frankly, to use with one of the airlines, and I find that that's kind of cool because it does add up. It seems to, if you get your statement at the end of the month. It's the first time I ever did this. You get your statement, you see the miles that are accredited to your account. That's kind of a cool way. You're going to spend the money anyway, so why not? Right?
Exactly. Well, that Citi card is a great example. There's a new card out from Citi called the Advantage Mile Up card that gives you 2 miles for every dollar you spend at the grocery store. And consumers are spending an average of $324 a month at the grocery store. So that's 648 miles. Those miles are going to add up super quick. Plus, there's no annual fee. So you don't have to worry about incurring any costs you wouldn't otherwise incur.
What did you say? $300 a month?
$324 a month is the average spend at
the
grocery store.
Who gets away with that? I want to see how that person gets away with that.
So if you have your grocery spending and getting 2 miles for every dollar you spend there, you're going to get a flight real soon, right?
Yeah, very quickly, yep. All right, so the card is at citi.com/getaway. Check that out. Thank you, Stephanie. Nice visiting with you. Stephanie O'Connell here on the DJV program.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Gentlemen, let's broaden our minds.
Oh, hey, the new king in town. All right, let's get to it here. 53 after the hour. This is music from Batman? What is this?
Yes.
What is it?
Sounds like Prince.
I don't know what it is.
Is it Prince? Sound...
It is Prince.
All right.
Is it?
I guess it was from Jack Nicholson. He had some party scene in his, and there's a Prince song. Right, Chuck?
Yeah, it's called Party Man. That's from Tim Burton's 1989 movie Batman, in which Jack Nicholson's Joker danced through the Flugelheim Museum, as it was called in that film. Because we have some Joker news today.
Yes, I see that. There are going to be there's an interesting pairing here in the Joker origin movie, yeah?
Robert De Niro reportedly is in talks to play a talk show host in Warner Brothers' origin Joker movie, which is going to star terrific actor Joaquin Phoenix as the Joker. Nicholson played him theatrically in Tim Burton's 89 film, and then Heath Ledger played the Joker in Chris Nolan's Dark Knight 10 years ago. They're going to do a solo Joker movie, which is not going to have Batman in it, and I think this is going to be a really highly anticipated movie. You've got some really serious acting talent with Joaquin Phoenix as a Joker. De Niro is a talk show host and this actress. I'm not that familiar with the name. Is Frances Conroy, who I believe is an American Horror Story, is signed on to play the mother of the Joker character. It's going to be directed by the guy who did the Hangover movies. So we'll see how this plays out.
Is a recommendation.
Yeah.
But David Leitch.
I just want to say this. For anybody looking for the superhero genre to die out anytime soon, it's simply not going to happen. There's another 10, 15, 20-year run in this genre, which will go down as one of the longest successful genres in the history of motion pictures, whether you, yeah, me, or anybody else likes it or not.
So David Leitch is in talks with Warner Brothers to do the remake of the Enter the Dragon movie Bruce Lee made famous, 20, 30, 40 years ago?
Yeah, I saw that. I don't know how you're going to do a remake a Bruce Lee movie, because those movies really live to die.
Yeah, without Bruce Lee.
On
yeah, exactly.
About Bruce Lee. So I don't know. A lot of people have issues with them doing it in terms of pulling it off, but we'll see.
Yeah. All right. I went to see Skyscraper last night, and it was exactly what I wanted and expected from a Rock movie. It's The Rock playing The Rock, doing what The Rock does, saving the day, getting the bad guys. What is there about that? I mean, I didn't go see the albino monkey movie that he was in a couple of months ago.
I just watched it on Blu-ray, and even though he's likable in it, I thought that was a very weak script. Yeah, and I don't think they should have really greenlighted that film. So you like Skyscraper?
Yeah, it was what I expected. Yeah, it's not anything more or less. The family, the characters, the bag. I mean, they're all what you expect in a typical Rock movie. And I don't.
Well,
get
let me
why,
ask you a question. I liked it too. To a point, I think it certainly has entertainment value, and I wouldn't discourage anybody from going to see it theatrically on a Friday, Saturday night. I think you have a good time with it. But would you like to see some of the stuff he does a little bit more grounded in a reality? Or are you fine with what they're doing?
Nah, climbing up the side of that building that's 200 stories tall. Everybody does that. Come on.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right.
You did that. You did that a few years ago, right?
I could do that now. Listen, no sweat whatsoever. All right, Guardians of the Galaxy, that whole big to-do. What's the story with that?
Well, James Gunn, the director of Guardians of the Galaxy 1 and 2, who is scheduled to helm the third entry in that very popular series over Marvel, was fired by Disney in a big story that broke a few days ago for tweets that were posted on his Twitter feed 10 years ago before he was a big-name property. Now, if you read the tweets, they are what he called very dark jokes. They're very disturbing, in my opinion, but it does bring up the very interesting topic of should a person lose his or her career based on a few words on a Twitter feed or something they might have said now or in the
maybe past. The better question is who defines what's wildly insensitive. And this
well,
is, by the way, this stuff
I would,
is old stuff.
I'm a fan of the guy. I think he does some really good work. The tweets themselves, which he apologized for, which he said he's not that
old
anymore. They are old, but and they are old. They're 10 years old. But I will say this: they are somewhat disturbing. If you
they are.
And
But why did it take 10 years for them to show up?
Because they resurfaced, and in this culture, the studio got very nervous. I hate to see it happen, though. I got to be honest. I do feel bad when anybody loses a career.
Chuck Curry, our movie.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.